Good morning, everyone. Continuing. Merging with Shiva, chapter 33, Human Aura, from 1960, with some material added from 1986. Lesson 225, The Remarkable Human Aura. Text. The human aura extends out around the body from 3 to 4 feet, even from 5 to 6 feet in the case of more evolved souls. It is made up of a variety of vibratory rates or colors. Each area of the mind that awareness flows through reflects a change in these vibratory rates of colors in the human aura. When you have developed a certain psychic sight by seeing through the eyes of the soul, you will be able to look at a person, see the aura around him, and know immediately the area of the instinctive intellectual or superconscious mind he is aware in at that particular time. So comment would be, it's constantly changing, in other words, because our states of consciousness are constantly changing. The aura changes with them. Text. For instance, if someone's awareness was flowing through the realms of depression, that is, the area within the vast mind substance that contains the vibratory rate of depression, his aura would look rather gray, dim, and dismal. If he was aware in the feeling of a genuine love for all humanity, his aura would look light blue, fringed and tinged with yellow. However, if his love for humanity was of a superficial, emotional nature, being more idle talk and emotion than sub-superconscious compassion, his aura would be pink or reddish, telling you there was still a lot of instinctive fire, and should an upsetting circumstance occur, he could easily forget about universal love and become quite angry. Then the pink would turn to flaming red streaked with black. After this, if he were to feel remorseful about the emotional upheaval, the aura would turn to dark blue. You could hardly see his face for the dark blue mist that would form around his body. If awareness was flowing through the area of the mind of inferiority and jealousy, the aura would be dark grayish green in color. Someone with healing inclinations would have a pale green aura. A student increasing his intellectual knowledge would have an aura of brilliant yellow. The combinations are almost endless. Several colors often appear in the aura at the same time. For example, the red of suppressed desire and seething anger might appear along with the yellow of intellectual involvement. This person's head would be surrounded in yellow, and the lower part of his body streaked in red. Even a touch of very dark green might appear, showing that jealousy caused his anger. It becomes easy to diagnose emotional problems simply by looking at the vibratory rate of the aura's colors and judging the area of the mind awareness is flowing through. So that's making the same point again, that the aura is just a reflection of the state of consciousness that awareness is currently flowing through, and it can be more than one state of consciousness. Lesson 226, Color's Ceaseless Ebb and Flow. The vast plasma of the mind is complete and finished in all of its various states, departments, areas, and moods. It only seems as though it is being created as we move our awareness through it. Each area of the boundless universe of the mind has its own colors and sounds. We interpret them through our nerves and register them as feelings. When we separate awareness from that which it is aware of, it is possible to separate feeling from that which we feel. This gets interesting. Then we can become aware of the sound of feeling and the color of the feeling. So feeling has a sound and a color. As well as the color of sound, the sound of color, and the feeling of sound. It will require some good meditation on your part to fully grasp this concept. But in time, you will come to understand the complete gamut of emotion and its vibratory rates as you begin to become aware of the aura around the physical body. When someone is flowing his awareness through sub-superconscious areas of the mind and programming his subconscious anew, his aura rapidly changes. You know he is progressing on the path, for his aura goes through various changes of color patterns week after week as he works inwardly with his awareness. Devotee sitting in meditation, diligently working within himself, will in the course of half an hour change the colors of his aura from 3 to 4 to 5 times. As he moves his awareness from the instinctive intellectual areas into the brilliancy of sub-superconscious realms, his aura will take on shades of light blue and light yellow interlaced with white. Then as he moves into sub-superconsciousness, rays of light from the central source of energy will begin to emerge from the core of his spine and flood out through the aura and penetrate the atmosphere of the room. You will feel his presence as a darshan. The sub of the subconscious mind has an aura of its own deep within the outer aura that we have been describing. It is seen within the physical body itself. So the aura has two parts to it. This is presenting the second one. One we looked at originally is the outer aura. The outer aura reflects our current state of consciousness. The inner aura reflects something else, which we'll see what it reflects here in a minute. The sub of the subconscious mind has an aura of its own deep within the outer aura that we have been describing. It is seen within the physical body itself and is different from the daily emotional intellectual aura which appears around the physical body as a result of awareness being in one area of the mind or another. All the reactionary conditions of our past which are currently reacting in our subconscious mind are reflected in the colors of this inner subconscious aura. So that's what determines its colors. Read that again. All the reactionary conditions of our past which are currently reacting in our subconscious mind are reflected in the colors of this inner subconscious aura. So these are vibratory rates that are still active, reactionary patterns we haven't resolved. Oddly enough, the inner aura looks much like a modern art painting. This part of the aura does not flood out around the body, but hovers deep within the body in the area of the chest and torso. Peering deep into the torso, one can see its various colors. They do not move. Modern art painters may, without knowing it, be depicting the subconscious aura of themselves, their family, and their friends. For that is exactly what some paintings look like. The inner aura might look like this. On the left side of the chest, a large area of green. Down in the lower abdomen, a patch of red, near the throat, yellow, and across the heart area are streaks of orange or purple. These colors do not move. They just remain there vibrating, and the rest of the aura moves around and through them. So, my commentary, the outer aura is what is commonly thought of as the human aura and is a reflection of one's current state of consciousness. As the state of consciousness changes, so do the colors in the aura. The inner aura is a reflection of the sub-subconscious mind, the vasanas created by intense memories of a like nature being combined. The outer aura does not reflect the vasanas, and the inner aura does not reflect the current state of consciousness in which awareness resides. So they're independent. just as our conscious mind is independent of the sub-subconscious mind. They're not generally hooked together. Lesson 227, working with the inner aura. As soon as one begins to meditate to gain enough control of awareness, the colors begin to move a little, meaning colors in the inner aura. When the meditator breaks out of his ordinary daily life habit patterns by beginning to reprogram his subconscious mind, his inner aura begins to change. When, after a good meditation, a predominant subconscious reactionary pattern comes before his vision as if it happened yesterday, and he begins to react to it all over again, one of these color patterns may move up to the throat area. He will have to swallow. At that point, if you ask the question, what's on your mind, he would speak out the reaction. I always recommend it be written down and burned instead of spoken. Then that color leaves, never to reappear. Then that color leaves, never to reappear, and another one rises from underneath. A green color might leave and a brown one come up in its place. These repressed areas eventually will dissipate, and awareness, once divided in many different ways, will pull in its tentacles from externalized areas of the mind until it can move freely through all areas of the mind. That's a very interesting statement, tentacles. So my comment on that is, the last sentence provides an insight into what is needed to be successful in meditation. We need to resolve the unresolved issues in our subconscious. This is a process that takes time. Before they are resolved, when we try to meditate, instead of ending up in the sub-superconscious mind, we end up in the unresolved reactions of the subconscious mind. So that's why some people stop meditating. They don't like the unpleasant memories that they run into in meditation. So let's watch television instead, right? Sentence also states, awareness, once divided in many different ways, will pull in its tentacles from externalized areas of the mind until it can move freely through all areas of the mind. So we're pulling in the tentacles. And in the Shum language, we have four different descriptions for states of divided awareness. They are in Mamba Shum 8, if you want to look them up. Insof. Awareness divided into two compatible areas of the mind while being fully aware of both. Having something in the back of one's mind. It is a desirable state to master, having awareness in two areas, especially beneficial while working within the third dimension of the mind. Often pronounced and written simply as sof. Togurdev is saying that's a positive state. We can be talking to someone and driving the car. Sof, insof. We're doing two things at once. But we chose to do those two things at once. If we wanted to, we could just do one of them. We could just drive the car. So it's under our control. Insomph, awareness divided into three or more separate areas of the mind, both conscious and subconscious. Individual awareness in a confused state, which brings an uncomfortable feeling, mental pain. The state of insomph causes the body to stiffen up so that hatha yoga is difficult. The purification of sitting in the lotus posture in itself dissolves much of this state of insomph, often pronounced and written simply as somph. So that's not a positive one. Insomph is good. It's under our control. Insomph is not under our control because part of it is subconscious. The mind is drawn to subconscious reactions that are unresolved. Indof starts getting worse here. Subconscious confusion. Awareness stuck in the state of insomph, which is awareness divided into three or more separate incompatible areas of the mind. The subconscious overpowering the conscious mind with no help at all from the superconscious. Individual awareness and the consciousness of the lower nature. Awareness stuck in confusion, leading to lying and theft for the sake of it. Often pronounced and written simply as doff. And we get the last one. Indomp. Awareness contentedly divided into three or more confused areas of the mind. Being totally content and indomp. And believing that this is all there is in life. Individual awareness and the consciousness of the lowest of the lower nature. Awareness stuck in confusion, leading to murder for the sake of murder. Often pronounced and written simply as domp. Those are our Hume words. Very interesting about divided awareness there. So to get back to the statement in Emerging with Shiva lesson, we need to draw in the tentacles and concentrate them. That's the point. Meaning, in most people, awareness is hooked into one or more unresolved vasanas, and that's dividing it. And so when we try and meditate, it's hard to quiet the mind because of the tentacles being attached to the vasanas. Back to the text. It's almost over here. Each time one of these deep-rooted subconscious reactionary conditions leaves, the inner aura becomes more fluid, brighter, and less rigid. The devotee becomes more wholesome after an entire subconscious cleansing, due to maybe a year of someone working with himself and developing and reprogramming his subconscious mind positively. The chest would turn into a pure sheet of beautiful yellow, and rays of white light could be seen coming out from within it. This would continue until the devotee stopped working with himself. And if he began dwelling more in subconscious areas or encounters a condition in life which he is not able to face within himself and regresses into resentment, selfishness, self-pity, and spite, the chest would cloud again and look exactly like a modern art painting as it did before. So my comment is, this is pointing out something very important. We can regress. How do we regress? By stopping practicing. So you can never stop practicing, because you can always go backwards. Text. The mind is like a vast universe. Man's individual awareness travels through the mind from one planet to another, one area to another. Or if we compare the mind to the world, man's individual awareness travels through the mind from hate to love to joy to sorrow to all the various ideas and concepts within the mind as he would travel from country to country, city to city. Therefore, the human aura is very consistent. Each time man's individual awareness flows through love, the human aura reflects the pastel colors of love, as it would reflect the colors of hate, fear, jealousy, exuberance, compassion, and the various areas of the intellect. One can learn to read the colors of the human aura and know in what area of the mind the awareness of the person is flowing. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.